conduits through which money can come into the co-op, and but I also think that the co-op as its own organization can start to apply for money. The USDA puts out money, Ag and Markets puts out money, I mean, lots of state federal agencies put out money specifically to go toward co-ops, but like the other folks were saying, that there are individual and private opportunities also, so, you know, the Dyson Foundation, for instance, is interested in community programs. This is a community program, so you just have to, when you write a grant, you just gotta sell it, you know, you gotta...
We're eligible on a lot of subject areas and from a lot of sources, and just to start the list, it could be community development, economic development, job creation is a huge grant category. If we can prove that we can create and keep jobs, basically you name it.
Have you reached out to a local farm? I know some, Bobby Thistle, I was talking to you, about that earlier.
Yeah.
Are you going to be reaching out to all the farms? And then there's a question about the dates of meetings. Is it Tuesdays?
There's nothing magical about Tuesday. What was magical in the beginning about Tuesday here was this space was available, but I doubt we'll ever meet here again because 757 Columbia is available, and that can be booked anytime.
How big a room is that?
Oh, I was guessing about 100 people. Ellen, what do you think?
I think maybe it might be a little crowded.
Well,
yeah. I think it's about half as big as this room. Is it?
Well, come by and take a look. You're all welcome to come by and take a look.
Is this the one on the corner?
Yes.
It's 900 square feet.
How do you know that? I'm curious.
That's the one. I'm a realtor. It was my listing.
Oh.
It's 900 square feet.
You mean the first floor?
Yes. Yeah. First floor is 900
square feet. Oh, that's so funny.
Yes, hi.
I'm wondering the information that you were talking about earlier about that you're drawing on that's available to us to put operators, teachers, et cetera, that kind of thing. Is there a similar sort of body of information that you already have or you know that you could tap into for this stage of things for all the various committees, for example?
Yes.
Then how can we access that?
If you look at the first page of the agenda on the right hand column, the next to the last block, the bullet, there's cooperative history, modern co-ops, and current practice can be found at Cooperative Development Institute's website. And if you don't have a computer, you can use the one at the public library, or you can ask me and I'll help you. And the Cooperative Development Institute is kind of, but it's not the only repository of this information, but it's generally regarded as the authoritative one.
For example, the co-ops that you've been looking at that you thought might relate to the community, and you already told some of that?
Well, that's in here, yes.
But I mean, for the... I know that as a general. I'm talking about the communities, I guess. So that, you know, so around the reinvent the wheel, I'm wondering if there's something already called somewhere that we have.
Yes.
As the food group, we can tap into and say, the food inventory kind of generally wants to start with X, Y, and Z.
I would refer you to a website that I'll take you to called Rural Grocery. And again, there's very little inventing we have to do. We have to discover what applies to us. It's out there, believe me. So it's 10 of 8, and...
Let me just add, if you're really looking for interesting resources, just today I happened to go on the Honest Weight website, and they have a remarkable breakdown of co-op principles, mission statement. They have their bylaws there. They have the member manual that you get. And if you go through all of that stuff, it triggers all of the, you know, the questions that need to be resolved here in this particular, development. But it's I found it to be a very...
Honest Weight is really terrific.
Is it honestweight.com?
hwcoop.com.
hwcoop.com.
And if I'm wrong, you can kill me,
but
you can Google it.
Google Honest Weight.
Should we have a website?
We have a Facebook page, and yes, we should have a website.
Is there anybody here who does websites? They must be.
Which is why we have the Facebook page. But until we get a website, the Facebook page is a good... Hi. Sarah.
I have a question. You mentioned the board of directors before, and I think I'm super flipped out by the cooperative cooperative corporation, kind of a nonprofit, but not a corporation. Is it? Can you just talk about the this might be a legal question about the governance of that, how that works, a membership based.
Like in any corporation, the owners, the shareholders, in this case members, annually elect the board of directors. That's a minimum of 5 people. It can be larger, but it can't be smaller. Those 5 people govern and manage the macro management of the organization, and they hire the general manager, who is akin to, say, a president. The president then, based on the business plan that the board of directors has adopted, proceeds to hire whoever else is needed or arrange for volunteers or do whatever it is that has to be done. And member meetings are held once annually, a certain percentage of the members can petition the board to hold an extraordinary meeting, and the board can itself schedule extraordinary meetings throughout the year, which would be typical. But again, there's only a statutory requirement that the membership have a meeting once a year. And again, the owners, the members, elect the board to represent them. The board members are fiduciaries of the members. And the members of the annual meeting would pass certain resolutions, which they can bring to the floor, or that the board can bring to the floor, that will govern policy for the coming year. And if the members feel strongly enough that they want to see a change in direction, in the interim, again, I forget the number, for some reason I think it's 20%, but it may be fewer, maybe something like the lesser of 20% or 100 members can petition the board for a meeting, and the board has to hold a meeting within some reasonable period of time, I think 30 days. And those meetings will be noticed. They will be noticed through a mailing that would go out to the membership, which would include a proxy statement, soliciting their votes without their attendance if they wanted to vote without attending. And also through notices in newspapers of record, on the website, those sort of kind of now traditional ways of letting owners know that there's a meeting.
I'm not quite sure what that means, and then who is Green Acre, like who incorporated? I guess this, the question is what's the history behind this? And there's a history 6 months ago, so I'm trying to connect where it's coming from. And I am a member of the Parks, I'm a suspended member of the which is the part of the problem when it's all worker. You know, I love hate Parks Let's Food Co-op because I feel it's driven by mission and it is cookie, but it works in a really interesting way. And I'm not sure if I want that or if I want just like a great place to shop in Hudson. And that's why I'm not quite sure. Like I go to the Albany Co-op, which is the closest one, and I've been to it. I actually like it better than the Parks Let's Food Co-op as far as all the gold stuff that they have, which is really important. But I find it to be really much more expensive, actually. And that, to me, is a benefit that you get from the Brooklyn Co-op. So I like the idea of kind of working and having that discount right at the checkout more than being like a shareholder, you know, and at the... And so I might just be thinking along those lines, but also at the Brooklyn Co-op, you're an investor. You're a member investor. Like you give $100, whatever it is, every time. But then when you want to leave, you can just take that back. Is that you're saying you can't? Not that I want the $100 back. I'm just trying to get a sense of. And I'm still hanging on the legal stuff because I've worked in nonprofit arts a lot where there's incredible transparency, minutes, you know.
Typically, a member who wishes to resign as a member puts their membership certificate up for sale by returning it to the co-op, and then the cooperative would sell it next. So if three people came in the door, one after the other, the first three memberships next sold would be the first person through the door, the second person through the door, the third person through the door. The fourth new member would get a new membership. You would then get reimbursed for your $150.
Yeah, in the same.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you'd still have a capital account. Your capital account now transferred to that other person. So you'll lose the value of your membership, whatever accretion has been accomplished since you became a member. Again, because the purpose of membership, purpose of ownership is not profit. It's mutual benefit to all the members. So you basically walk away from that. The flip side, the buying is relatively inexpensive at $150 for a lifetime, theoretically.
Yeah, I'm not questioning that at all. It's just kind of a concept of value and profit, you know, just different language, isn't it? Kind of saying the same thing.
You can think of it as surplus and a shortfall if you like.
The money's not actually my question.
It's six of one and a half dozen of the other. The reality is that you're not looking at a particularly profitable undertaking. And the reason why the cooperative form is so well suited for such an undertaking is because it's specifically not based on the profit motive, the way normal corporations or LLCs or partnerships are.
Mm-hmm.
It needs a board. We're in the middle of our filing, and we don't have any word back from the state. And when we do, we can go to the next step.
Are we green acres or just acres?
We're acres.
Green acres is
better. I'd like to point out that it's almost 8 o'clock, and unless there are burning desires for questions, I think we should think about wrapping up, but I see there are burning desires. So
I have a statement, and that is that... I think we maybe should set a date for the next meeting since there are a lot of burning questions. And also that we need a lot of help distributing flyers so people know when and where the meeting is. And people get their information from a variety of ways, through the internet, through listservs, through flyers hanging up in various places.
Can we get the flyers?
And for the... through the newspaper, and we'll have to let you know where the flyers are available. I assume they'll be available at
757 Columbia. But you need to fill this out. This is key. If you don't do anything from this meeting, please fill out the response sheet. And even if you've done it before, we'll know and we won't duplicate it. But this is our way to contact you.
Write down the flyer distribution.
Well, let's start. Yes. Let's set the next meeting before we leave. Someone have a calendar? Ellen has a calendar.